Let's check in with our Indians beat reporter, James Rapine, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone. James, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I just want to, before we get into like really in-depth baseball talk, Jonathan, I just want to point out and reveal to the audience, because I know you tweeted it, there's a 0% chance that Jonathan runs the marathon next year, and I wanted to get ahead of everyone else. So
I already shamed myself, and I said it's one of those things in life that I always thought would be the coolest thing ever, and I'm not going to accomplish that feat. I've thrown in the white towel. It's just, it's not going to happen, James.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I did, so I ran one.
Oh, that's what this is about. Okay, all right.
Brag
a little bit more.
No, I'm bragging. Not bragging at all. I'm going to make fun of myself here. Mm-hmm. I ran one, I was like 22, and that's when you're still like young enough to be in like really good running shape, even if you don't run.
So there was never an age for me where I was in really good running shape, but sure.
So I didn't train for it, and it was the worst race or worst run of my life, and I ran like a 16-minute last mile.
You are okay. Here's the thing. So you know I love you and respect you, right? But you're the worst kind of worst, because you didn't even train for a marathon. So all right. So what I'm thinking of is, have you ever seen How I Met Your Mother? There's an episode where Barney doesn't train for a marathon and then just says he can go out and do it and just does it. There are people like you that exist that are out there. Was it a bet? Did somebody fill out your registration? Did you just start the first 3 miles and then just kept going? Like, how did you end up just accidentally almost running a marathon?
Well, no, I planned on training, and then I got lazy, you know, and I decided to sleep in, and then it was too cold, and I kept making excuses, and then suddenly it was a week away from the race, and I'm like, okay, I should run. So I went on I ran as long as I could, and then I was like, okay, we'll see if I could do it. And no, I advised to actually train.
Do you remember, if you're
going to run a marathon, yeah, actually train.
Hey, life advice, training for things, it might work out. Do you remember what your time was?
It wasn't anything to be proud of. It was under 5 hours, but I don't know how much other than that. I can't remember. It was 4 hours and something.
Okay.
I think in the high fours. So it wasn't anything great.
Oprah ran her marathon in 4 hours, 29 and 15 seconds at 40 years old. If you beat 40-year-old Oprah, then I'll remain... who am I kidding? I'm impressed either way. I hate you for it, but I'm impressed either way. Good job, James. Do you have the medal?
I'm never doing it again, though. That's the point. And I didn't even train for that one, and I'm like, no way.
Do you have the medal displayed in your apartment and everything, too, or no?
Yeah, it's in the office, for sure.
Yeah, I would put that right above the most prominent spot in my apartment, and I would make sure everyone that came in would then have to hear about the time that I ran a marathon. I got a tweet on it. We were talking about the marathon earlier today. I got a tweet. Some guy goes, you might hit a 42-yard field goal, but you're not running the marathon. And I'm like, I know. I believe it. We are lockstep in what my athletic abilities may or may not be.
I don't know. See, here's the thing. If I had to pick one, that's more likely. I think you running a marathon much more likely than you making a 40-yard field goal.
You're silly. He's James Rapine, our Indians beat reporter here on 92.3 The Fan. All right, let's get to this, some Indians discussion, because I heard Terry Francona talk yesterday, and I think he's right, James. This Indians team, they're only competing against themselves, right?
At this stage, yeah. I mean, I don't even really think, and fans check the standings, and I think the Indians, if they see him, and he said that, yeah, if I see him, I'll look, but I look across the league. I look in the National League, too. It's not just checking to see where we are compared to Minnesota. So, yeah, I think that it's too early to be paying attention to the standings, especially when you have a team where most of your lineup is hitting in the 200s, you know, where Jose Ramirez is struggling, or you've had various injuries and things that have held you back. So, yeah, right now, the Indians and where they're at 24 and 20, it's them. And if they're going to make it where they want to and where everyone hopes they get to, they need to fix things first, which means looking in the mirror and getting those things ironed out.
James, I have two observations based off of Oscar Mercado's first big league hit yesterday. Number one, if he used Jose Ramirez's bat, I'm glad to see someone is putting that bat to use. Number two, though, is that he's had a handful of plate appearances, and he's already using another big leaguer's at bat. How common is that? Because I didn't see that. You would think you would at least use your own at bat for the first, I don't know, 30 plate appearances in the big leagues.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I don't know why he decided to. I do know this. He's going to get a few more bats from Jose Ramirez to use. So maybe that's his good luck charm. And you're right, maybe someone will use them in Oscar Mercado because Jose's still struggling. But yeah, it was a unique little detail there when he revealed. Yeah, it was Jose Ramirez's bat. But look, I think Oscar Mercado so far has been really impressive. I talked with him yesterday. A really mature kid, understands that he's not going to be in the lineup every day. And I know some fans don't get that, but I think that's hard for some young players. But he gets that, and I think that's important because he can help even on days where he isn't in the lineup because of his speed.
Carlos Santana's kind of come back down to earth. Is this something that is just, it's an ebbs and flows part of the season? I know you talked to Lindor one-on-one earlier last week, and there was a part in there where Lindor told you that Tito, essentially, because I'm assuming this was Tito because I heard three other players then kind of reference this point of, well, in a baseball season, your average is just going to be what your average is going to be. Is that what we're seeing with Carlos Santana?
To a degree, yeah. You know, he's not going to hit 320 for you. You know, they hope he hits around 280. And he had a home run yesterday, hit the ball well. He can't be – Carlos Santana isn't Jose Ramirez. He's not going to carry your offense. And he did for that first month, and it was great to see. And he's going to have flashes. He's going to have big, big moments at the plate, and that's great. But he's your third guy. You know, he's your fourth guy. Yeah, that's just what he is. And he's going to give you great defense at first base. And that's why the Indians traded for him, and that's why they were excited to get him back, and he's happy to be here. And that's his role. And Francisco Lindor's emerged as well. The one piece, the one missing link right now, and we've talked about it all season long, is Jose Ramirez. So maybe Oscar Mercado using his bat gives Jose the luck or the whatever it is to change his fortunes, because right now he's struggling.
Can we let the record show? I don't know. Jake, you want to take this down? Brian, want to take this down? I did not bring up Jose Ramirez in our weekly discussion with James Rapine. He brought him up first. I was going to avoid that topic. Yeah, it's because I can tell you're itching to talk about it weekly within the struggles that Jose's been having, but you brought it up first, so this one's on you, man.
Yeah, and it should be, but like right now I avoided it early because you don't want to pile on when everyone else is freaking out, but now this Indians team, it's on him. Like at some point it's on the Stars, and it's much easier in other sports, in basketball That's to put it point. On your star player, and football to put it on the quarterback. But now it's we're getting into late May. So late May, you're still struggling. You're still hitting under 200. Now it's on Jose Ramirez a bit. And if the Indians are going to get to where they want to get to, which is another division championship and make an October run, they need Jose Ramirez to be great. And so far this season, he hasn't been.
Well, speaking of stars, one, what was your reaction when you found out there was even a Brad Hand jersey day? And then number two, you had a nugget in there yesterday that you think he might be an all-star.
Yeah, I do. I think he might. I mean, he's been under the radar, but locked down. 19 innings, he's allowed 3 runs. The 12 saves on the year. I mean, yesterday he comes in, and I get it, it's Baltimore, and people are going to say, oh, it's a minor league lineup. I don't care who it is. Runners on first and second. And he comes in, gets a huge strikeout, and then it's just perfect. 4 out saves. I mean, that type of closer is invaluable, especially with a bullpen that has been really good. He's been the best part of it, and he keeps it together even when they do have their issues. So, yeah, I think Brad Hand, he's one of the more likely Indians to represent the tribe at Progressive Field this July.
Did you talk to him, or did he comment at all about getting a jersey? Because Brad Hand probably likely never thought he was going to have a jersey or a bobblehead. Like, all throughout his career, he's probably been the best player to step on every field he stepped on, but they don't give relievers jerseys, you know what I mean? We had it for Andrew Miller because Andrew Miller is just otherworldly, but I thought it was amazing. I was like, okay, you got 10,000 people wearing Brad Hand jerseys yesterday.
Yeah, it was cool. No, I didn't get to talk to him after the game yesterday. That's a good thing to bring up today, though. And can you imagine if he would have given that game, came in and not been able to get the save on Brad Hand jersey day? Instead, everyone's wearing his jersey as he picks up his 12th save, so It was mighty fitting, and it was a pretty cool jersey. I think it's cool that they.
Oh no, they do a great job. That promotion staff, the giveaways that they have. I've been around a couple teams that way, and they are top of the line. You won't find a better baseball team that puts together better giveaways and promotions than the Indians do. They're top notch. There's no doubt about that. Last thought before I get you out of here, James, and James joining us here, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone. Adam Plutko looked good. That was a one-hitter combined. That was a good game yesterday. But now we're having a battle, Adam Plutko v. Yefrey Rodriguez. I'm in the Yefrey Rodriguez camp. I think he's shown enough. I think he's had enough quality outings. I'd like to see him stick. Can Plutko actually make some sort of advancement towards taking that slot, though?
I think so, because I still think he'll get... Clevinger can't come back till June 7th at the earliest, assuming that's when they activate him. So I still think he'll get 3 to 4 more starts and opportunities to prove himself. And Yefrey Rodriguez, you're right, though. He's been great. He's been extremely impressive. And so the Indians could have a tough decision to make between the two if Plutko does what he did yesterday. Now, he was the first one to kind of call himself out and say, hey, look, it's just one start. I have to do this consistently. And that's the difference between really good starting pitchers and not so good starting pitchers or just okay starting pitchers. So, yeah, I think he's focused and dialed in, and it was a good start. And if that continues, then the Indians have a really good problem, because you're picking between a really good starter who's pitched well for you and Yefrey Rodriguez, and another one in Adam Plutko who's emerging. So I think right now, if you would have said Clevinger went down for a significant time and went on the 60-day injured list, obviously Corey Kluber with a significant injury as well, and they somehow found two starters to plug in. I know we dealt with Cody Anderson for a couple weeks, but the Indians have dealt with the injuries to the starting rotation well, and I think it's a testament to a few things. I mean, the front office, the Yan Gomes trade that netted Yefrey Rodriguez, obviously Adam Plutko keeping him around. So, yeah, their depth at the starting pitching spot is as good as any in Major League Baseball.
James Rapine, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. And remember, next year just might be the year for me to run a marathon.
I hope so. I will be cheering you on, man, and I'll wear my medal for my 5-hour marathon.
If you signed up to hand me Gatorade cups along the race, I might consider it more than I probably will right now, but it's not going to happen. James, thanks so much, man.
I'll see you, man. Thank you.
James Rapine, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone. I did that once. I handed out Gatorade cups along the way for all the marathoners, and I don't know. I got a big kick out of it. That was my dad's one dad joke every year. He'd wake up the day of the marathon, he'd turn and go, dang it, I missed it this year. And then we would all give him the courtesy laugh, and then we would move along with our day. That's how that worked. But one year he said, because my dad used to, he ran in high school, right? And one year he said, well, let's go down there and check it out. I said, okay, fine. So we go down there, and then, 12-year-old Jonathan wanted to hand out Gatorade cups, so they let me hand out Gatorade cups, and I thought I just had, like, a blast. I don't know why we didn't do more of it, and they gave me, a windbreaker that I wore for the next, like, 3 years, the marathon windbreaker. It's a cool thing, but James Rapine is exactly the type of person we were talking about, the one that doesn't have to train and can still run a marathon. It's completely unfair for the people that are like myself that if you tell me to run a block, I'm winded. 216-578-0092.